what I did before. It was the only thing what I did before with you. I will just do it a little. The review will go reverse. I started with the Kiddush of Shabbat a few weeks ago. Then I went a number of things. And I'll go back now reverse from the candles of Shabbat, from a different angle. I spoke different things today, I'll speak different things. I look at the subject, what I spoke before. We know that there is a mitzvah to light candles for Shabbat. Where does it come, this mitzvah from? The Karat Arba Shabbat, Oni, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. The Navi says, you shall enjoy yourself on Shabbat. And the Gemara said, how do you enjoy yourself? How is Onik Shabbat? Comes b'ma'achal u'mishteh. Of course, the food, the meals of Shabbat are not the same as the meal of the weekdays. And even if you take the same meal during the weekdays, you never enjoy it the same. As the Gemara gives us a story, a king that Rabbi gave, the rabbi gave a meal to the king on Shabbat, and then he gave him the meal on the weekdays. He said, why don't you give me the same meal that you gave me that time that I came last time to you? He said, I don't have certain spice that I put last time in it. He said, you don't have the spice? You think that my palace is missing anything? Why didn't you ask me? I'll give you that spice. He said, no, that spice you don't have. You are insulting me. I don't have the spice. He said, no, you don't have. This spice is called Shabbat. And you don't have it. Which means the feeling of the Shabbat that there is, that our rabbi is to put this, neshama yeterah, that there is on Shabbat, you don't get it during the weekdays, and therefore the meals of Shabbat are different. However, since the mitzvah is to eat the meal, you need the light. If you eat the meal without the light, there is no enjoyment. We find it in the Torah, and we know it also, the Gemara says, about Rav Yosef. In the Torah, we find that the Jewish people complained about the man that they were eating. Why? Zacharnu et ha-daga, she-nochal be-metzayim chinam, et ha-kishu'im, et ha-vatahim. We remember the meals we used to eat in Metzayim. Here, we don't have only man, but the man and him. See what they complain. Our rabbi said, everybody who ate the man, he could taste anything he wanted. Whatever meal he wanted, he would taste. What does he like? European meals? He likes Syrian meal? If he wants kebab, if he wants steak, he had it in the man. Or they complain about. But as our rabbi said, it's true we tasted different food, but the way it looked, the same thing. That's the man. And the person who doesn't see the thing that he wants to eat, he doesn't enjoy it as much. And therefore they say a blind person doesn't enjoy his meals as much as a person who could see. Rabbi Yosef said about himself, he said, I remember when I used to see the meal, I used to enjoy it much more. Rabbi Yosef was a man that became blind at the end of his life. And this is why we need the light. Therefore, the Torah is to light candles. Of course, they come, I said, they ask us many times, we have electricity today. What do we need? The lighting of the candles. I said, a number of reasons. First of all, tradition of our fathers that they did with the light of candles. Secondly, you say, Bracha Shekadishan Satasam Ladim Shabbat. You put the switch, nothing goes on, short circuit or something. Would be Bracha Vatala. Besides the points, there is also it's a feeling of festivity. More today, they make a very big affair as many times. All the electricity you have, still they put candles on the table, decorate the place. And this is the reason for Ner Shabbat. However, if a person will come and say, Rabbi, how about if I don't have candles? Person sometimes he travels, he goes to a hotel, he goes someplace that he doesn't have candles. Could he make the lighting of the meals on, the lighting of the candles on the electricity or not? So he's in his room, he's going to eat over there. Many poskim, they said yes. today, you could say, Asher Kedisha Sumanim LeShabbat, and put the switch on. Even though it's not agreed by all, but many are promoting it. This is what we say in lighting the candles of Shabbat. The question is, now that we light the candles of Shabbat, there is, our rabbis were very, very particular about this mitzvah. Why? Because, you know, in the history, there were some people who were called Tzadokim. The Tzadokim were named Tzadokim after the name of one person whose name was Tzadok. Tzadok did not want to believe in what Chachamim was saying. And he claimed that he believes in Torah Shebichtav. He did not believe in Torah Shebe'al Peh. Tzadok was a student of one very, very great rabbi. And the rabbi said a statement that because of that statement, he misunderstood it, and he went and became not to believe in the words of Chachamim. The statement was, Antigonus Issachar said, Al tiyu ka'abadim hamshemeshim et harav al menat lekabel peras. Don't serve God for the sake of getting reward. Ela hevu ka'abadim hamshemeshim et harav shelo al menat lekabel peras. Serve God not with the condition that you want to get a reward, or with the expectation that you want to get a reward. Then he misunderstood. He thought that there is no reward. So there is no reward. What do I need it? Therefore, he came not to believe altogether. But he was afraid to say he doesn't believe altogether. If he says he doesn't believe, then the people won't stone him right away. And he came to say, oh, no, I believe in Torah Shebichtav, but I don't believe what Hachamim are explaining. And he started explaining the Torah his way. And he thought he'll make it easier on the people. But instead of making it easier, he made it much harder. For example, he said, "Sotem lo tevaru esh bechol moshevotechem b'yom Shabbat." Therefore, we should not have any kind of fire or result of a fire on Shabbat. Then, no light. He sat down in the dark. And so on, many mitzvot, he did the same thing. It became much harder, and thank God that the people could not accept his way of explanations. And Chachamim came to stress it so much. Lo tevaru esh moshevotechem, we the opposite. Mitzvah of the lighting of the candles became such an important mitzvah to go exact the opposite against the Tzadokim. Here comes, as we see, the whole mitzvah that they talk about lighting the candles. It is in the Shulchan Aruch, a chapter, it's called Siman Resh Samech Gimel. This Resh Samech Gimel, the one that how came from heaven that Maran wrote his laws in this Siman. So because the one who fought the Tzadokim very, very strongly was one of the greatest Gaonim in the period of the Gaonim about 1200 years ago, was Sa'adia Gaon. Abbreviation of the Siman Resh Samech Gimel becomes Rav Sa'adia Gaon. To show you how it's all a coincidence, but Hashgachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, who lights the candles of Shabbat? So the mitzvah more on the ladies than a man. Why? Our rabbis told us a number of things. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch, because the woman always in the house. Isha mitzuya babayit. Since the woman is in the house, she should light the candles. But there is another reason, the Midrash. The Midrash said, "Hi kibbeta ovo shel olam." Therefore, they gave him the mitzvah of lighting the candles. You know, all the things, they come midda, keneged midda. You do some kind of avera, in order to correct the avera, you do mitzvah the opposite. For example, Bamenan, if a person made avera with the rabbim, that he cheated many people in business and different things. In order to correct it, he has to do mitzvah with the rabbim. Many people used to be doing this, or lere galim, when people went up to the holidays to Beit HaMikdash, they were serving water to to the people, to the public. And water in those days was a very, very difficult thing to get. Because to draw the water from the well and bring it into a large amount, as you read about the car, how much they speak in the Torah, what she did in order to draw the water for the Eliezer and all the animals, they consider it a very big thing what she did. Same thing when a person goes, he draws water, he carries it, he brings it into a station, that people will come and drink the water. That's mitzvah with the rabbim. Say, at least you did avera with the rabbim, you make the opposite way, mitzvah with the rabbim. That's what the certain kind of corrections of the avera. A woman, they say, he kibeta ovo shel olam. What's kibeta ovo shel olam? Simple meaning to my mind, though that some others they explain it differently. Kibeta Ovo Shel Olam means a person has his life depends on his neshama. The neshama is the light of the person. And we know that the neshama was extinguished from a man that got an order that a man will die because of when the woman convinced him to eat from Eitz Hadaat. And she made this light of a human being be extinguished, kibeta or shola. She should make a mitzvah of bringing light. That's the simple meaning of kibeta or shola. But some they say no. Kibeta shola means she caused death to Adam. Adam was called Orosh Olam. Why they called Orosh Olam of Adam? Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan, Me'en shufwe de Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, me'en shufwe de Adam HaRishon. Ve'Adam HaRishon, akebo shel Adam HaRishon, was kegalgal hamma. Imagine that. Rabbi Yohanan was the leader of Jewish people, was a very handsome man. That all people wanted ladies, if they were pregnant, wanted just to look at him. In order that they will give birth to a person who will be very nice looking like Rabbi Yohanan. He was such a handsome man. He once Rabbi Yohanan, he was a little bit, and at a certain extent, looked like the handsome and of the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was like Akevo Shel Adam HaRishon, the hell of Adam HaRishon. The hell of Adam HaRishon was like the sun, shining like the sun. And the measure of it. So and if that was the hill of Adam HaRishon, what was his face? That means Adam HaRishon, his face was shining more than the sun. And Mache Galgal Hamma. Mache means makes the light of the sun is dark in comparison to him. And she kibeta or Rosh Olam means she caused death to Adam HaRishon. This is the reason that they put the mitzvah more on the ladies, since she caused the Adam HaRishon to die. That's the simple meaning, another meaning of kibeta or Rosh Olam. I believe that more is more of the neshama, but this is what the Mepashim explain what is kibeta or Rosh Olam. When we come to saying she lights the candles, the question now here, the woman did light the candle. After she lit the candles, she wants to do some work for Shabbat. Different kind of work. Is she allowed or not? Is it Kabbalah Shabbat? We know. I explained once to you that there is din of Tosefet Shabbat. What is din of Tosefet Shabbat? The Torah said you must have Shabbat from the beginning of the night till the end of the day. When the night begins, when the day ends, this we don't know also for sure. We know, for example, when there is already 3 stars being shown, it already begins the night. When sunset is up to sunset is a day. What will be from the time of sunset till the time that 3 stars will appear, that is in doubt. That's what we call in Hebrew Ben Hashemashot. Was they say in English, twilight. That means this time is in doubt if it is, it belongs to the day or belongs to the night. Therefore, as we enter the Shabbat, that part from sunset till Tzedek Kochavim, since it is a doubt, you can't do any work, because Sefeka de Oreta de Chumra. This is a doubt that maybe if you do some work at that time, maybe you are doing it when? On Shabbat. If it belongs to Shabbat, you are doing it on Shabbat. And if you do Saturday night, you say, okay, this belongs to, you said, to the Shabbat, before Shabbat, then now belongs to Sunday. You say, no, maybe this belongs to the Shabbat. Therefore, both twilight is considered part of the Shabbat. But the Torah said you must add a lot of on the Shabbat before and after. And if you say this is part of the Shabbat before, you must add a little before sundown. And if you come, you say it is part of the day before, after Shabbat you have to add from after the three stars will appear. That means that's called Tosefet Shabbat. The Torah said you must add of your own part of the day of Friday, a little part of the Friday you put in into the Shabbat, and a little part of Sunday, to be also part of the Shabbat. Now, that's called the Tosefet Shabbat. How much is the Tosefet? This is an argument. In Israel, Yerushalayim, you hear the one that goes to blow the bugle. Well, 40 minutes before. They don't say that. We'll make here 40 minutes before. Some they do it half an hour, some they do it 22 minutes, some they do it 80 minutes. In our community, they take the minimum. They worry. The one for business, 15 minutes they do. Well, we can't tell them they do wrong, but of course, the more a person is doing, the better it is that we'll have the Sefer Shabbat. How much can you make the Sefer Shabbat? How far before Shabbat you can make the Shabbat? To go to make it Sunday, Friday morning, of course not. It's not Shabbat. Shulchan Aruch said, "Mipelag ha-mincha ul-ma'ala." What's pelag ha-mincha? We have a deen. When does a person pray mincha? Every day. When is the time of mincha begins? When the time of mincha ends? It's a mahlok, a disagreement there is in the Gemara. Some rabbis are saying, time of mincha begins 2.5 hours before sundown until sundown. Some rabbis said, no, half of this time is the time of mincha. Which half? The first half. Which means 1.25 hours before the day will end the time of mincha and will begin 1.25 hours before. Now, at the time the mincha ends, that's the time of arbit begins. This is the disagreement. One of us said, no, it must last mincha time, last till sundown. One said, no. Half of this time, you can't pray mincha, the later half. Later half is time for arbit. That's called pelag. Pelag, the word pelag means half. Half of the time that you say, to my opinion, this is time and half. Because some, there is another argument. There is something what they call mincha gedola and mincha ketana. What's mincha gedola? The mincha is the same mincha. The prayer of mincha is not big or small. The mincha doesn't change. But the time of the mincha changes. Some they say the time of mincha begins really from midday, or say half a day after half an hour after midday, until sundown. Some they say no, it begins from 2.5 hours before sundown till sundown. Why is that? Because as you know, the Gemara says, why do we pray the prayers of Shachrit and Harbit? There's two reasons in the Gemara. One says Abraham Avinu tiken tefilat shachrit. Abraham Avinu set for us to pray shachrit. Though he prayed 3 times a day, maybe even more. But he set for his future generations to pray shachrit every day. Came Yitzhak and he said, no, I would like to add for my children that they should pray shachrit and mincha, morning prayer and afternoon prayer. Came Yaakov and he added to it the third prayer, Arbit. This is one reason that our fathers set for us these prayers, to pray morning, afternoon, and evening prayer. The person comes and says, How about Rabbi? I'll pray all the three prayers at the same time. Why do I have to wear one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening? No, this is like I said number of times, that a doctor tells you to take the booster injection one in the morning, one in the evening. You can come and say, what's the difference? I'll take the two in the morning. Sometimes a person kills himself. He can't, doesn't work this way. Therefore, the same thing, the prayers, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. That's the same thing with Kriyat Shema. The Torah said, B'shukhvecha, Uvkumecha. Because I can't come and say, I will read Shema twice during the morning, or I'll read Shema at night twice. It's not good. It must be done exactly the way the Torah says. One in the morning, one in the evening. And so many, many things like this. Not only Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, many more mitzvot. That the way behagita bo yomar v'layla. What's behagita bo yomar v'layla? If you read the pasuk the way it is, you have to read Torah day and night. Okay. Person can read the whole day and the whole night. When's he going to live there? Livelihood, sleep. Therefore came our rabbis and said, means you must read sometime during the day and sometimes during the night. How much is that sometimes? It's up to the individual. Some individuals have more time. You have to read more. You have less time, you need less. But you must set certain time during the day to learn Torah and sometime during the night. Person comes and says, yes, I have to live. Don't you make. Make your livelihood. I don't tell you. You have to work the whole day long. Still a little part of the day to read Torah. If you don't have to work the whole day long, you work 8 hours, or you have plenty. Another 8 hours for Torah, and 8 hours for your sleep and food. As Yashanti, as Yanuahli. You sleep 8 hours, then between 6 to 8 hours is sufficient for a man to sleep during the day. 24 hours, you'll divide, they will devote 8 hours for that. 8 hours for work and for 8 hours for Torah. Ooh, it comes to Panash Torah, 8 hours for Torah, you want me to read every day? It's too long. But this is divided, we tell you only one time. Okay. Kevin said he can't read 8 hours. How much you can read? 6 hours. If you are free, you do it. I explained one the pasuk. Sutan Vishinan Tam Devanecha. Vidibarta Bam. You must teach the Torah to your children, and you must say the Torah yourself. Speak in the Torah. When? Shiftecha Bebetecha. If you are at home. Oh, lachtecha v'derech, you're on the road. V'shachvecha, v'kumecha. They tell us on the road, while you are home, while you are going to, then all the time we have to learn Torah. When are we going to make a living? And they tell us, v'dibarta bam v'lo v'dvarim v'tanim. Don't talk at all, just words, empty words. If you are going to talk, talk in Torah. And you talk to your friend, you have to talk Torah. Today here, every person walks and he sees one. Hey, how are you? How is the weather to do today? How is that? And the earlier generation didn't say that. So what chidush did you hear today from the rabbi? What's something new you heard from the rabbi? He spoke about words of Torah. That's Izbidi Bartabam. When he spoke, or anything that he spoke between them, he spoke about Torah. And at any time, a person should put his mind only in Torah. But they say Gemara does contradict itself. The Gemara said in a different place. They said Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Kevan shekara Adam kriyat Shema baboker, kriyat Shema ba'erev. Once he read Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, ki yeh mitzvat v'agita bo yomam v'layla. He fulfilled the mitzvah of reading Torah during day and night. He did it. And once you tell us every minute, and once you tell us only it's sufficient kriyat Shema in the morning, and in the evening, but of course. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tunyan b'riyotav. God created the world and didn't create it against man, against nature of man. I told him, listen, you have to use your common sense. Sometimes you have to read the whole day, you have to read the Torah the whole day long. Sometimes you have to read one little part of the day. When is that? the day that you are free, you have nothing to do. You have to spend most of the day in Torah. If at first, if you are not free, you are working, you have to make a livelihood. You work to provide for your family. Okay, take a little part of the day in the morning, take a little part of the night, at the beginning of the night to learn Torah. This is what the Pasuk says, Vishinantam v'banecha v'dibartabam, you should teach it to your children. And read words of Torah. Where in that? V'shivtecha v'betecha, if you are at home. But, v'lechtecha v'derech, you are on the road, you are driving the car to go to a different state, to go to make business. Can you tell a person while driving, listen, read Torah? It will make so many accidents. What do they tell him? At that time, b'shochvecha, uvkumecha. You are on the road, say the Kriyat Shema in the morning, say Kriyat Shema in the evening. But you are at home, you have to give more time for Torah. And this is what Gemara says in Yerushalmi. We know that there is a mitzvah of kivirut etim la Torah. A person must give time of learning Torah every day. And where is that? The Gemara says, if a person doesn't study Torah, what they tell him? That hilat dino shel adam al kivirut etim la Torah. The first thing that is going to be judged before God is for this mitzvah. They tell him, kavata etim la Torah, let's come on, open the book, we'll see. Mr. So-and-so gave so much time for Torah. That's the time you had. You didn't have more time. They tried to give him, to see, to check on him. What he did. That's the first thing. But there is a Gemara, Yerushalmi said, Kol HaKoveya Etim LaTorah, Harizeh Mefer Berit. If a person will come, will give special time every day for Torah, and he is violating the law of the Torah. Shneimah, Eit la'asot la'Hashem, if you give time for Hashem, heferu toratecha, you are violating the Torah. How could be? Once they tell us we must have kibirut etim la Torah, and once they tell us don't have kibirut etim, if you have kibirut etim, you are violating the law of the Torah. It depends, sometimes and sometimes. You come, you see a person sitting doing nothing. Okay, he tries to kill the time, as they say, the expression in English. Nobody kills the time kills him. But this is what they say, let's kill the time. Well, he takes some old magazine, he wants to turn the pages. What are you doing? He said, down in the Torah, what are you doing? He said, oh, I read Torah already. Every day I read an hour. I already in my set time that I have, I read Torah. No, it's not my time of learning Torah. Not your time of learning Torah. That means you had already kibirut etim. What you came and said, your duty only to read 1 hour in the morning. Torah said if you have free time, every time you are free, you have to learn Torah. If you come and say, kol hakoveya etim la Torah, in order not to read in the rest of the days, that mefer berit, that is violates the law of the Torah. Eit la'asot la'Hashem Torah. But if you are busy the whole day long, you are really making a living to make a parnasah, to provide for your children to go to school, you provide for your wife, to let her have what she's supposed to have, and clothing and everything, and it's okay. But take some time to learn Torah. That is kibirut etim la Torah. There is one kibirut etim la Torah which is okay, one kibirut etim la Torah which is not okay. Depend on the person. This is what we go back to what we said at the very beginning. That there is here the Tosefet Shabbat. There is an additional part that we put for the Shabbat before, additional part that we put after. Once a person accepted Shabbat upon himself, it becomes Shabbat. He is not allowed to do any melacha after that. The question is, I came, I met Kabbalah Shabbat, before. For example, sunset is 4:30 today. I came, I said, 4 o'clock, I accepted Shabbat myself. We said that there is an hour and a quarter before that I can accept the Shabbat. Of course, not noontime. I saw in one synagogue, a rabbi came. He told them, okay, he announced, next week, Friday, We will have Minyan Rishon at 1 o'clock afternoon. We'll pay Mincha and Kabbalat Shabbat and Arbit, and they will go home. What happened? There's a World Series game. They want to watch. And he allowed them to go to come to pray 1 o'clock afternoon. Shema said, I heard about it. I said, what do you do? I said, what? A person can welcome the Shabbat earlier, the Sefer Shabbat. The Sefer Shabbat only in Pedagam and Halman Amaran said, Shalom. And can you make Shabbat Thursday? What kind of a talk is that? You can come and make it so much earlier. There's limited time that you can add to it. Suppose I accepted the Shabbat 4 o'clock, but somebody else did it. Can I go and tell that man, listen, I can do this work, do it for me, or can't I? There is a mahloke. There is many rabbis that said, yes, this is permitted. That a person can tell another person to do it, which it seems to be that the halakha is like this. But there are two opinions, and most of the poskim, they permit it, even though he is already for him a Shabbat. This is what we say, the Sefer Shabbat. There is here a woman. She lights the candles. And she said, I don't want to accept Shabbat now. I'll make the Kabbalah Shabbat later. I'm lighting the candles to prepare myself for Shabbat. But the Shabbat is nothing. I'm lighting it early. Is she allowed or not? Here comes what they say. There's two opinions. There's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim about it. Ashkenazim said, once she lit the candles, it became Kabbalah Shabbat that she is not allowed to do any work. Maran, according to Maran, for the Sephardim, no, but one condition. She must make a Tenai. What's Tenai? That she must say Beferush. That she is lighting candle, but she does not want to accept the Shabbat yet by the lighting of the candles. And she may make this tonight the beginning of the year for the whole year. She doesn't have to make it every Shabbat. I'm lighting the candles, but my lighting of the candles is not Shabbat for me yet, till the Shabbat time will come. Till the Sefer Shabbat, the minimum time will come, then I will not do any work. She can do, and this is not coming up many times. A woman has to do something. All of a sudden, she wants to go and call to her family, something, or she goes to somewhere that's necessary for her to go, which is according to Halacha. There is many women, married women, that they have to go somewhere, and they can't walk, and they will take the car to go. She makes it, and now, according to our Sephardim, she will be able to go, and the Shabbat will be for her later. She can go with the car. This is what I try to add something on what I was telling you more. Not only this, number of things that I came from a different angle to speak about the next Shabbat today. I spoke, as I see also, I wrote with speaking beside the Shabbat. I was talking about the tzedakim, by the sins that I told you. How many candles do we light? 2 candles at least. Why? The law really, since you need a light, will be 1 candle sufficient, which is 2. If a person doesn't have candles, only 1, he will say that Ikna Shabbat or 1 candle, I'll put it on. But why they take 2? See, 1 keneged zachor, 1 keneged chamor. What does it mean, 1 keneged zachor, 1 keneged chamor? You know that in the Torah, Aseret HaDibrot is written twice. One in Parashat Yitro in Shemot, one in Parashat Va'et Hanan in Hamash Devarim. One when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Am Yisrael and he gave them the Torah and he gave the Ten Commandments. And you know the Ten Commandments includes all the mitzvot of the Torah. Rav Saadia Gaon wrote a special book on it to show us how the mitzvot are connected with the Ten Commandments. Each commandment, how many mitzvot are made like a tree with branches, to show you how the mitzvot are connected to each one of the commandments. This is a terrific, tremendous job what he did, tremendous work. Special book that he wrote on that. Now, and it's written one of the mitzvot, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat V'Kadoshot. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he appeared to Am Yisrael, he gave them the Ten Commandments. He said, remember to sanctify the Shabbat. And in Devarim Va'et Hanan, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the Jewish people 37 days before his death, and he was speaking to them. A long, long speech for 37 days. He was speaking, analyzing the whole Torah, repeating and elaborating, giving them more explanation of the mitzvot that are, and he added the balance of the mitzvot that were not mentioned before in Chumash Devarim. Now, in Chumash Devarim, he was telling them the history of what happened when they came out of Mitzrayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them, and he gave them the Ten Commandments, and he repeated to mention what the Ten Commandments were, and he mentioned all of them, and when he came to the sentence of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshu, instead of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshu, he said, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshu. Now, our rabbis were puzzled. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu change it? What did Hashem say, Zachor or Shamor? If Hashem said Zachor, why would Moshe say Shamor? If Hashem said Shamor, why it's written in Shemot, Zachor? They came, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said both of them. Again, the same question. If Hashem said Zachor v'Shamot, there should be in Shemot Zachor v'Shamot, and then Devarim Zachor v'Shamot. What do we need to watch? Remember, or keep watching. It's the same thing to sanctify. So you know, it's not the same thing. Our Rava said, Mitzvot of Shabbat, there is Mitzvot Aseh, and there is Mitzvot Lot Aseh. When they tell a person, watch yourself not to get tripped by this thing, that means watch yourself not to do something wrong. And they say to a person, remember yourself about something that you're supposed to do. What is the thing that the Torah says remember to do? The Kaddish, that you shall say that this day is Kodesh. This is Mitzvat Kiddush of the Shabbat. And especially the word Zachor has two different meanings in Hebrew. There is Zachor, remember, there is Zachor, the Hazkir, to say, as we say, Zachor et asher asa lecha, Amalek. The rabbi said, you have to read this parasha, say it in your mouth, Zachor bapeh. Why? Because it's written, Mahot mechazich Amalek lo tshkah. Yachol balev, Talmud lo ma'lo tishkah. Balev amur, what Zachor bapeh. Just like Zachor et Hashem Samecha Amalek means you have to say with your mouth the words of the paragraph. Same thing, Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshu, you have the minute the Shabbat enters, there is a mitzvah on you to come and say, oh God, thank you for giving us this holy Shabbat that you sanctified us for this day of the Shabbat. Then Zachor is speaking about the positive mitzvah, mitzvah asim. Say, Shamor et Yom HaShabbat HaKadoshu. The Kaddishah, watch yourself not to do the wrong things that you are not supposed to do on Shabbat, which is Tal Melachot and all the Toladot and so on. Now, the Torah tells us, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says Zachor v'Shamor. Why they didn't put Zachor v'Shamor? Because Bedibur Echad Ne'emar. To teach you, there was not two words that they heard one after another, but the two words were said at once. No human being can utter and his mouth express two words at the same time. No human being will be able to hear anyone saying two words at once. But this was a miracle that happened in Har Sinai. Hashem said Zachor v'Shamor as one word, and the Jewish people heard Zachor v'Shamor as one word. How? We don't understand it. Why? What's the important things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it to say Zachor v'Shamor at once b'dibur echad? To show you, many people that come saying, oh, I make Kiddush. I do what I'm supposed to do on Shabbat. But do you do also certain things that you aren't supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do, I do. But the things you are not supposed to do, do you observe? Say, well, I'm a human being. Sometimes I go to shul, I pray, I'll be, I make Kiddush. I do something else, God will forgive me after all, I have to do this. Or the opposite person, I don't do anything wrong. But to do the things I'm supposed to do, it's extra. Sometimes I neglect come to tell you, they're both equally the same. No difference between the Zachor and the Shamo. Zachor and Shamo, Bedibur, Echad and Marum. Equally important. If a person keeps one of them, and they come to tell us the same. Lo nitenu Shabbatot v'yamim tovim l'Yisrael, ela la'asot b'hem b'Torah. God knows that the person will come and have an excuse. During the weekdays, I couldn't learn Torah. Okay. Listen, I gave you Shabbat. I gave you holidays in order that you will be resting, no work. What do you do on that day of Shabbat? Shabbat when you him, la'asok b'hem, b'Torah, to study Torah. And if a person did study Torah on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and during the weekdays he didn't because he's working, God will forgive him and will tell him every minute of the weekdays that he worked, considered like learning Torah. Because since he proved himself from the Shabbat and Yom Tov, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, ki ekach moed ani mesharim eshpot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll check on you. And during the weekdays you told me you couldn't learn Torah because you were working. Let's see the day that you weren't working. Did you learn Torah? When it comes the Mo'ed, then I can judge a person properly, the right way or not. This is what David HaMelech said. That means that he tests a person to see that he can predict himself or not. And this is what the Shabbatot were given. There is a mitzvah ta'aseh. There is a mitzvah, lo ta'aseh. Then there is Zachor v'shamo. We come to show how important it is. We light two candles, one for Zachor and one for Shamo. The Gemara said that one rabbi, great rabbi, Tana, Bishon ben Yochai. You know, Bishon ben Yochai lived in a Me'ara, in a cave, for 12 years. What happened? The Romans were chasing him. They were trying to get him in order to execute him. And Bishon Nahai went and with his son, he hid himself in a cave. They were there living in a cave for 12 years. Even their families didn't know where they were. How did they eat? How did they drink? God made a miracle for them. It was a tree of St. John's bread, or what they call Haruvim, in that cave that they were taking from this Haruvim and eating every day from the Haruvim. And it was a well of water, found like spring water, that they took water and went, Haruvim and water, Haruvim water, for 12 years. Dates. After 12 years.
Just
dates. That's not dates, Haruvim.
Haruvim, no.
Yeah. Haruvim, this one, they called them to the boxer for the Tishbushvat, soon they'll bring them. But they'll bring the dry ones, not like in Israel. In the Middle East, they bring them soft, good. And they were, and after 12 years they came out. So a person plowing, planting. And Bilazar and Bishwan said to each other, this man crazy, wasting his time, plowing and planting, instead of learning Torah. They looked at him with such a, gave him a dozen look, they realized the man wasn't good enough. He was so holy, they can read what there is on the forehead of a person. They knew that this man was bad and carpet, and they gave him a look of anger, and the man dropped dead. Then a sound came from heaven. Hey, what do you come to destroy the world? Go back to your cave. They went back. They went back and stayed another year. Now, after a year, came with Bilazar, still was getting mad at the people, what they do. Bishon Hai tells him, he comes in down. Don't. They have to make a living, the people. He did not, he already became more tolerating the people. Bishon Hai. This is what we see. Bishon Hai was walking. He saw a man running with two bundles of hadasim, hadas. He told him, what are you taking this hadasim? What Shabbat, like flowers for Shabbat. Those days they used to decorate everything with hadasim. What are you taking? I said, why do you need two bundles? He said, one for Zachor and one for Shamor. Bishon Hai tells Bilazar, his son, you see how good the people of Israel, look how much they love the mitzvot. They do one for Zachor, one for Shamor. And this is the same thing, the candles that we light One is Keneged Zachor, one Keneged Shamor. Then we come to say, this I mentioned before in short. I was speaking recently to tell you how important, because of Hanukkah, it was Hanukkah. Last week I mentioned that the Gemara asked, Ner Shabbat ve Ner Hanukkah. What does it mean, Ner Shabbat ve Hanukkah? If you have a candles, you don't have enough. Or that you light the candles of Shabbat, or you light the candle of Hanukkah. Which one I prefer to do, Shabbat or Hanukkah? Because the Gemara says, Ner Shabbat Adif. Why? Though it wouldn't be the reason that the Gemara said, I would say Hanukkah is more important. Why? We know that in Hanukkah, lighting the candles of Hanukkah has the mitzvah to light the candles for the nest that God made. But there is also mitzvah of pirsum hanes, to publicize as much as possible the miracle of Hanukkah. In Shabbat, there is no mitzvah to publicize it. That is for yourself, for home. Now it's saying that Hanukkah is more important. Can the Gemara say no? Now Shabbat